This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Joe Biden has a very healthy fantasy world in which he lives. It's the secret world of Joseph Robinette Biden. He's delusional. He has dementia. He must go. The Democrats must replace him. He is not up to the job of being the leader of the free world, the president of the United States. How he was elected, well, that's one matter. They should probably have a congressional committee stood up to take a look at that. What do you think? We'll call it the Banana Committee. And they'll all slip and fall. It'll be very funny. Like former Senator Bill Nelson, our NASA administrator, who revealed his scientific ignorance yesterday on Capitol Hill in a hearing. Fairly amusing moment for science buffs in particular. Do we have any science buffs out there? I think we do. In fact, I know that we do. And Bill Nelson, embarrassing himself, I will share that with you as we go forward. In the meantime, the Democrat Party is, they are the jihad. They are the scourge of the world, the Democrat Party in the United States. They've abandoned science. Did you see outside of Philadelphia, a young man attacked a young woman, but it's okay because the young man said that he's a young woman also. And so when he violently attacked the girl in school, the Democrats say, well, that's okay. It's just girl-on-girl violence, but it's really a young man who says he's a girl, so he's mentally stinking ill. And the Democrats applaud that. They applaud. I assume that he's a genocidal anti-Semite to the transgender guy that they call her and she because their brains... they're broke. They're no good, those brains of theirs. Amazing stuff. We've got all kinds of amazing things for you tonight. You know, it's the news. I'm sorry to say this is very often the case. It has been for a long time. The news is not always happy. You've probably noticed that. But today, the Democrat Party is really the Third Reich living among us. And, you know, they dress differently than the Third Reich. But, you know, the day is young. And the year is young, and the political cycle is young. And who knows, before they're done, they might be wearing snappy black Hugo Boss suits and armbands. German designer designed Nazi uniforms, but still popular. They're Hugo Boss clothing stores in Washington, D.C. today you can go buy. I don't think they have armbands anymore. But we've got the Democrat Party is... not the Democrat Party of yesteryear, I think it would be fair to say. Wouldn't that be fair to say, Michael? Not the Democratic Party of yesteryear. Not by a long shot. We have the madness on college campuses across the country. And I mean, they're all over the place. They even got one. They've got an uprising, a Hamas Germanic uprising in Texas, just one, Rice University. But it's spreading like herpes at a monkeypox party. At a monkey? Yeah, the Democrats, they have these monkeypox parties. Now they like to call it M-pox. They think it's less insulting to monkeys. So they renamed it. They call it M-pox now. But really it's spreading like, like a scorching case of herpes in Roman Polanski's hot tub. It's not someplace you want to be. The Democrat Party. They're crazy. I would welcome Democrats to call in today. No doubt about that. I would like, if you're a registered Democrat or Democrat voter, especially if you're a Jewish Democrat, I'd love to hear from you today because, you know, you might have some splaining to do. We continue to be at 888-630-9625. That's our telephone number. It's toll free. Not that there are really toll calls anymore, but people still say it's toll free. 888-630-9625. And if you're a Democrat, what is the matter with you? I've got to ask, what is the matter with you? Do you know how much you are like the Socialist Workers Party of the 1930s in Deutschland? Deutschland? That's German for Germany. It's one of the reasons I don't say Kiev. Kyiv, because then you got to say München and Deutschland and Paris and all this other stuff. And I don't want to do that. I just want to speak English like a normal person. You know, normal people speak English. Oh, yeah, and the college campuses, just amazing stuff. I have all kinds of amazing, you know, wonderful, terrible things to share with you today. And audio from people on the college campuses where, you know, it's death to America, death to Israel. And these are Democrats. This isn't the jihad in Arabic in Gaza. This is on campuses, Ivy League campuses in New York, in Massachusetts. Gesundheit. And what do they say? They're claiming, what, more than 200 schools nationwide? Is that what they're claiming? Where they've got the jihad representatives, and they're loud, and a lot of them are transgender too, which is kind of funny. One of the great ones is Queers for Palestine. You should go there. You'll be hanging from a crane by the time the sun goes down, by the neck. You know, that doesn't mean like hanging out with your friends. That means they'll hang you by the neck until dead. But never mind that. Queers for Palestine. Sure. Yeah, Jews for Nazism. You're not very smart people. Oh, and great moment. It was Sarah Carter, reporter, went to the campus of Columbia University and asked a young woman who was chanting "From the River to the Sea," what river and what sea? And, you know, she really knows how to stump them, because these Ivy League students, they're not very bright, but they check a few boxes. You know, it's DEI. We got a lot of DEI. In fact, almost all of this has to do with DEI and critical race theory that the Democrats have been selling on college campuses for many years, while normal people have been minding their own business. They've been poisoning the well, and the well is the United States American. We've got tens of millions of not all illegal aliens. A lot of people are legal aliens, but from beep hole countries where, you know, they worship the blood sport of killing the Jews. And we've got a lot of that caught. And the left, the Democrat Party, that is to say, they embrace the new genocide. They love the new. We should write a song about the new genocide. It's make it like, you know, Paul Revere and the Raiders, kind of upbeat, you know, but talking about the new genocide. We will work on the song. I haven't really started. But it's an amazing thing to see. The headline at the left-wing radical mediaite, "They have the same message," in quotation marks. "Democrats who toured Columbia University, compares pro-Palestine protesters to Charlottesville neo-Nazis." Yeah, the neo-Nazis were there for like an hour, and they chanted something that nobody understands for about 3 minutes, which was "the Jews will not replace us." And even they were looking at each other saying, "What does that even mean?" And then they went and got dinner, and that was the end of them. But you guys have created a nationwide movement, and you've recruited college students at all of our most esteemed institutions, the future leadership of the United States of America, who are, you know, they're building those trucks where the exhaust goes in the back, because they're going to start rounding up. The Nazis did that. The Nazis did that. And the Democrats, they're so close to being goose-stepping, armband-wearing, Gestapo-advancing, genocidal racists that but they're not bright enough to know it. In most cases. And what river? What sea? And so, I don't know, just the sea? Yeah, okay, you're fired. You're so kicked out of college. There's talk of bringing in the National Guard. The National Guard may be coming to our college campuses. I'd like to see a whole bunch of Kent States. It's been a long time since we had that Kent State thing. It led to that great song, had that song, you know, "Four Dead in Ohio." Maybe it's time to, you know, bring the National Guard in, because I think that'd be a lot of fun. And Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the entire House of Representatives, to visit Columbia University today amid, quote, "troubling rise of anti-Semitism," end quote, at colleges. That's Mike Johnson, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, and he's going to Columbia University today. I think he may be in grave danger because, you know, the goose-stepping Gestapo, they've really just updated their Confederate States of America positions, and they've carried it into the 21st century. We know that. I've been mocking this for years. They love living in centuries gone by, the left does, and they, slavery. Well, there's slavery today in Sudan. Anybody? Anything? Now, I don't care about that. I care about hundreds of years ago because I want free stuff. I want somebody to pay me. Well, you should probably do what you're going to end up doing anyway. Get a gun and go to a gas station because you people are unwell. Yeah, but Mike Johnson is headed to Columbia University today, which is dangerous. And the Washington Examiner has the story, but the Washington Post does not, because they're a filthy front group for the anti-Semitic left, and that's the Democrat Party. But good for Mike Johnson. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican, Louisiana, will visit Columbia University on Wednesday as pro-Palestinian protests, that's a genocidal racist protest, continue at the college and on campuses across the country. Columbia is experiencing the most visible in a wave of student protests taking hold over several major universities, most of which are focused on support for the Palestinian cause, which is to kill every Jew on the planet, and condemnation of Israel. Congressmen have raised concerns of anti-Semitism, with some having visited Columbia University to voice their displeasure already. They're voicing their displeasure. You know, people ought to be pounding the table and shouting down the rise of fascism in the United States. And it's the really it's the key part of fascism is the genocidal anti-Semitism. Now, sure, they invaded the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler. You know, they annexed the Sudeten, then they invaded Poland, then France, then, you know, all that stuff. But really, it was the Holocaust, their crowning achievement, murdering 6 million Jewish people and trying to wipe out the entire Jewish population of Europe and, by extension, the world. And then because of that attempted genocide, the creation of the State of Israel was favored by a great many nations, and the then newly formed United Nations used to be the League of Nations, and the State of Israel was created. And now the Democrat Party is the most dangerous threat to the existence of the State of Israel. And if you're a Democrat, you know, I think you should perhaps have to explain your perspective. I know you don't have to explain your perspective because you don't see it on CNN. CNN doesn't cover it. NBC News, they did like a minute and a half a couple of days ago, but that's it. The Washington Post really doesn't cover it. That's not a story for them. So if you get your news, that means you don't get your news from left-wing media outlets like CNN and the Washington Post, you have no flippant idea what's going on in the world. But, you know, that's up to you. I'll let you make your own decisions. And, you know, we'll just make sure to keep the Second Amendment around because there are some issues confronting the nation, facing the nation. Now, so they have the same message as the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, and that's neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. The Jews will not replace us. Yeah, the Jews are really not looking to replace you. And Joe Biden, he had his, you know, nice people, good people on both sides moment a couple of days ago. I shared it with you yesterday. And he thinks that the pro-Hamas genocidal people are, it's like, you know, during World War II, well, the British have a point, of course, while they're being bombed with buzz bombs, you know, V1s and V2s, and the Nazis are rising in Europe. But, you know, the Nazis have a point, too, Joe Biden famously said in 1938, his 12th year in the Senate. I'm embellishing slightly. Columbia protests the encampment. They have this encampment there with all their brand-new shiny matching REI tents or whatever they are. Where did all those come from? Do all these Ivy League students show up their freshman year with tents because the handbook tells them, sure hope you hate Jews and bring a tent because we're going to be sleeping in the quad and chanting against the existence of the Jewish people. Bring a tent. But all these tents show up, and there are powerful money groups funding, including George Soros, who's Jewish, and George Soros, who is behind the front group that's funneling money to this stuff. It's a left-wing crusade, like the Crusades from the Middle Ages. And it's inside our gates, inside the United States of America. Mayor Adams and the New York Police Department are blaming outside agitators. That's what George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, and Sheriff Bull Connor used to do, too. They blamed, and that's the exact terminology that was used in the 1960s about the civil rights marchers. outside agitators, they would say. Amazing stuff. I have extraordinary audio and stories to share with you today. Anti-Israel mob stages Seder on the street near Chuck Schumer's home in New York, where I believe more than 100 were arrested there, too. It's like a Holocaust. It really is. Everything is a Holocaust now. Amazing stuff. And Columbia protesters clarified they only want death to America. They only want death to America. They're chanting death to America. Only after their student loans are paid off by us. Wait, is that a real headline or is that the Babylon Bee? What's the difference at this point? Amazing stuff. IQs are plummeting in America. That's an actual study that's out now. IQs are plummeting. And the evidence is everywhere. I credit the Democrats with the plummeting IQs. We remain at 888-630-9625.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Ah, yes. Joe Biden was in Florida yesterday, and he was being introduced by a woman lamenting a limit on abortions in Florida, and might be a six-week limit imposed there. And Joe Biden signed the cross, being a good Catholic. It's like, oh, please, he doesn't want any six-week limit on that because, you know, Democrats, they're pretty wacky when it comes to this stuff. So we've got a great many things, so many things. And I should get right now to a telephone call to get the ball rolling with the nice people. Oh, and it's mailbag day. Today is mailbag day, and I have my mailbags right in front of me and all kinds of fun stuff to get to in the mailbag. Right now, let's go to John calling from Warrenton, Virginia. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, John.
Come on. I try to listen as much as I can, as often as I can, especially if I'm in the car driving.
Sure.
I had a couple comments, a couple things to put out there. Well, number one, about the thing you just said about Biden talking about abortion and all that, being the Catholic that he is. I have friends of mine that are, I mean, true to heart Catholics, and you don't even talk about of an option of abortion if you're a true Catholic.
Sure. Now, I should warn you, John, I got about a minute ticking on the clock here.
Okay. And number two, you don't even talk about birth control. But my other comment is about the deaths in Israel, deaths in Gaza by Israeli soldiers.
Yeah.
And to talk about, I think a few months ago it was 30,000 were killed. Now right. It's probably hundreds of thousands. Well, where's all the dead bodies in the mass graves on the news media?
Well, actually, the Hamas people see the Democrats take the word, whatever Hamas tells them, the Democrats, and that means the news media, they take as though it's a Bible, you know, like it's coming from the burning bush. And they're notorious liars, of course, and they downgraded the number of people killed to 22,000 from 33,000.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Yes, and it is mailbag day, as I said. Time for the mailbag. I have my questions right here in front of me. And I'm looking forward to all of them, especially this one. You know, even though it's about me, but that's all right. It's like true confessions, although it's stuff I've already said on the radio before, but that's okay. All right, let's get to the terrorists of the Democrat Party and the the mob terrorism that they're engaging in across our country, in particular on college campuses, and in particular also on the campuses of Ivy League universities. Pretty amazing stuff, I've got to say. Lots and lots of amazing stuff from these guys. And let's go to, because they love, you know, they love chanting. And I've been talking about this for years because I spotted this stuff as being Monty Python-esque when it first emerged with Francis Fox Piven, who is an extremist radical leftist professor who's been corrupting children for generations now. And she was at the Occupy Wall Street thing teaching the zombies to be more zombie-like and to chant like zombies. And what we are witnessing here really is the zombie apocalypse. Let's be honest. We've all been concerned about that. We haven't really all been concerned about the zombie apocalypse. It's been kind of a joke, kind of a funny thing. But now we've got the Democrat Party that has really created the zombie army. And let's go to pro-Hamas protesters at Columbia University yesterday. And they see a Jewish student who they can identify now by looking at him, right? Because that's how much they hate the Jews. And the Democrat Party hates the Jews. The Democrat Party has signed up with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Hamas and the Ayatollah because they're not on the side of civilization. This is a battle between civilization and the opposite of civilization. That's true when it comes to Israel versus Hamas. And it's true when it comes to the pro-Hamas left in the United States getting into bed with Hamas. And, you know, it's the red-green coalition. The red is the left. That's the Democrat Party. And green being the color of Islam and the Islamists who are hell-bent on genocide. And the Democrat Party is out there accusing Israel of being genocidal. And again, since our first caller and our most recent caller, John, was talking about it, I went and looked it up in the break. And the Palestinian liars, the genocidal mass murderers, the Gaza Ministry of Health, got to be a great Ministry of Health, don't you think? You got your health care from the Gaza Ministry of Health? That's got to be great news for everybody, huh? So the Gaza Ministry of Health on April 6th corrected their number. They had originally said that 33,000 jihadis had been killed. And they came back and they said, oh, no. Oh, no, we got our numbers wrong. And they want to show how legitimate they are. So now, then they said that they only had 22,000 killed. Nice round numbers in both cases. But Hamas, back on the 6th, said, and it was still being quoted in stories and stuff on the 11th of April, days ago, Hamas is now saying Israel has killed 22,000, not 33,000 Gazans. And that would mean that the non-combatant to combatant ratio is greater than 1-to-1, which would be militarily phenomenal on the part of the Israelis, keeping it as clean and as tight as possible and targeting the bad guys. The liberal on my TV show last night on Newsmax talked about the Israelis indiscriminately bombing in Gaza, and I challenged him, but you know he embarrassed himself, and liberals embarrass themselves all day, every day. Now let's go to the genocidal lunatics on the campus of Columbia University in New York, an Ivy League institution, Barack Obama's alma mater, where some of the spearhead, can you say spearhead in this context? I think you can. They're spearheading the genocidal anti-Semitism. And there's an African-American woman who's smiling and her eyes are lit up like a lunatic as she's leading a chant. And the chant was just crazy. See, there's, again, a Jewish student coming into their envelope, into their zone, and she begins a demented zombie apocalypse mob chant to get the Jew out.
My church! Repeat after me.
We have Zionists.
Who have entered the camp.
We are going to create a human chain. upon our privacy
and freedom.
There, you're in the public square at a university where they... The Jews are trying to disrupt our genocidal hate cult zombie apocalypse, chanting like mental cases, community. They love that word, community. They use it a lot. And that that is just completely insane. It then, because Zionists, now I am a Zionist, for example, I support the right of the state of Israel to exist. That's all you need to say. Then you're a Zionist. And these glassy-eyed, smiling like mental cases, living in bus stops in Washington, D.C., crazy people. And this chanting stuff is really the death of civilization. It is the birth of the zombie apocalypse.
Please join me in this chain.
Please join me in this chain.
Why are you repeating her?
Do you see how hostile this is? And you're asking me not to record?
Hostile.
Walk and take a step forward.
Hostile.
I absolutely feel threatened.
Take a step forward.
So that we can.
Jewish student.
So that we can.
Start to push them out of the camp.
Out of the camp.
One step forward.
One step forward.
Another step forward.
Another step forward.
A Jewish student, male student, says, "Do you know how threatening this is?" And a glassy-eyed loon woman said, "Threatening? What? We're just expelling the Zionist Jews from our camp because we don't want to be disrupted on the campus of Columbia University, where we all pay almost $90,000 a year to attend to get an education. It's sort of a variation on the old Vladimir Lenin thing, you know, Earth Day every year. That's on Lenin's birthday. And Vladimir Lenin famously said, the capitalist will sell you the rope with which to hang them. And Columbia University is making Jewish students pay for the right to join the Holocaust that they're planning for here. Just amazing. And the Zionists, you see, the Jews are there, and this black woman who is smiling and happy, looks like she's selling, carpet cleaner or something, and she has this to say.
We ask that you please respect
our privacy
and our community guidelines.
Community guidelines.
Community guidelines.
Which you have so far disrespected.
Jews.
And leave our camp. One step forward.
Yeah.
This is mental illness on an epic scale. We've never seen anything like this in the United States, and really very rarely in Western civilization. You guys should be lining up for the Kool-Aid, like in Jonestown. It might be the best thing for humanity. Now, you may recall, and you may not, during the Occupy Wall Street movement, there was a radical left-wing professor named Frances Fox Piven. And she worked with another professor named Cloward. They put together the Cloward and Piven strategy. And the Cloward and Piven strategy is a radical left-wing plan to bankrupt America and to bankrupt capitalism by driving our national debt to $34 trillion and then we all die or something like that. But we will never recover from the debt that we've accrued, and that's the Cloward and Piven strategy. And that will collapse capitalism worldwide when America fails. And we're well on our way to fulfilling the fantasies of the Cloward and Piven strategy. And here's Frances Fox Piven during the In New York City, which is an open-air mental asylum where women are being punched in the face, white women, and only white women are being punched in the face all over the city by black men and only black men. And that's not a news story, and that's not a hate crime, and the news media doesn't cover it, just like the news media doesn't cover this. Now, here's Frances Fox Piven, Occupy Wall Street, beginning this call-and-response chanting kind of pseudo-religious cult stuff. I mean, a lot of us are young.
Imagination.
And this is where they started this stuff. Now, they didn't actually start it. It was Monty Python that started this tactic many years before even Frances Fox Piven at the Occupy Wall Street encampments, where they were also living in their own feces, and they had to put up the rape tents because so many sexual assaults were going on. And the news media acted like all of this was normal. Everything is fine. They're, you know, raping each other in piles of feces and, you know, going to Ivy League schools. And it was enough years ago now where a lot of them are in the, you know, they're on their way to the boardrooms and the law firms. Now, you know, Monty Python, a lot of the Monty Python routines have come to life, have been animated in the real world by the Democrat Party and the left. Amazing stuff. Now, let's go to yesterday when great reporter Sarah Carter went to the campus of Columbia University to talk to people that were protesting, and they're chanting "From the River to the Sea," which means "Let's wipe out Israel, drive all the Jews into the Mediterranean Sea. From the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea," as any six-year-old can tell you. But Sarah Carter talking to students at Columbia University yesterday.
Everybody in America wants to know why you're all here. What does that mean? What is that? What is disclose, divest? No?
Won't talk, disclose, divest. See, you gotta, it's the boycott, divest, massacre, Israel, BDSM, or whatever they call it. And they want the universities to divest, to take any investments out of any, they're really investment firms, first and foremost, and real estate firms, these universities. Brainwashing zombies is only a sideshow at this point. They don't educate people, but they're, you know, divest the boycott, divest BDS is, and sanction Israel, boycott, divest in Israel. And what they're doing is doing everything they can to undermine Israel, which represents civilization, on behalf of Hamas, which represents genocide and the end of civilization. Sarah Carter found another one. And they really don't know what happened over there, but they're deranged and angry about it.
Hamas attacked Israel, but they didn't attack IDF. They attacked women and children.
That is what Israeli sources say, a lot of which
that's what's been documented.
That's what the Jews say. I don't believe the Jews. That's what Israeli sources say. This is the Ivy League, ladies and gentlemen. And then finds a young woman. A lovely young woman, and she looks bushy-tailed, and then you ask her what she's there for. They're chanting, "From the river to the sea, let's wipe out Israel and kill all the Jews." What does that mean? What river? What sea?
What does "from the river to the sea" mean?
It means that Palestine should be autonomous.
What river?
Okay. The expression is not anything bad.
No, there's an actual river and an actual sea.
Yeah.
No, no, but what river?
I'm aware.
The river that literally is beside Israel and the Palestinian territories.
It's the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea.
She has no idea. No idea. She's out there. She's willing to die. She's a glassy-eyed loon. She should be getting hit with fire hoses and dragged away. what does that mean? That means that Palestine should be autonomous. Well, the Gaza was entirely autonomous. They elected their own government, then they attacked the much more powerful country next door and massacred people ruthlessly, dismembering people, raping people, taking hostages and raping them to death. Other than that, the river is the River Jordan. My best girl and I have been to the River Jordan and John the Baptist and been all these great locations and, of course, the beautiful Mediterranean Sea. But they have no idea. This is how ignorant these filthy dimwits are. Sarah Carter on the campus of Columbia.
October 7th, Hamas attacked women and children. Does Israel have a right to defend itself?
I'm asking you a question, too.
Does Israel have a right to defend itself?
No one has a right to kill 30,000 people.
No one has a right to dismember babies and put them in ovens and kill them.
That never happened.
That never happened. No one has a right to dismember babies and put them in ovens. That never happened. No one has a right to kill 30,000 people. Even Hamas now says it's 22,000 people. And if you believe them, like Nancy Pelosi does, because Nancy Pelosi definitely believes them. And here is Sarah Carter, her last one, talking to students at Columbia University.
What is your solution?
Bomb Israel!
Bomb Israel is the solution. Kill the Jews is the solution. This is modern Nazism. You shouldn't call it anything else. It is the rise of Nazism. And then it's Jonah Goldberg, who left the reservation long ago, wrote a book decades ago now, Liberal Fascism, with a yellow smiley face and a Hitler mustache on it. This is the rise of, and he wrote accurately about what fascists they were back then, Jonah Goldberg did, before he left the reservation. And, even Newt Gingrich yesterday was calling it what it is and saying, this is Nazism. This is Nazism in America. Make no mistake about it. And it's in the name of liberalism, which might be a little bit ironic. But Adolf Hitler's party was called the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. Keep that in mind, And who murders the most people? The Chinese Communist number one, the Soviet Communist number two, Hitler's Socialist Workers' Party number three. But keep your eye on the Democrat Party. They gave us the first Civil War. Keep your eyes peeled for every idea they have. Okay, I've got Newt Gingrich coming up on this. He uses the N-word, and that's appropriate. I will share that with you. Let's go to Nick calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Nicholas, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very well.
Well, now, this is really extraordinary stuff. I've been around a long time. I was in Vietnam, and I got to tell you, when you think it can't get any worse, it does. Here we see Columbia University and Yale and all these other Ivy League schools just bowing down to Hamas in America. And, this is just, unbelievable. You can't even make this up. Columbia University now wants to negotiate with these goofballs that are out there destroying this country. And they say, okay, time's up, but we're going to give you another 48 hours. What is going on here? We get this is like lemmings out there, and you got these Hamas people that are shouting and scream, and these guys just repeat everything right after them. Cowbells ringing. These guys would follow them right off a cliff.
Yes, they would, and maybe they will soon. And you're right. I've got the story about Columbia negotiating with the mob.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.